You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, it's been a particularly poignant and reflective and no doubt busy quarter end for my next guest, who recently announced that he's stepping down from the firm he founded and helped build into one of the most recognized asset manager brand names in the country. Adrian Saville, welcome. You founded Cannon back in 1998 as a fully independent investment house. What prompted this decision to step aside now?
Michael, thank you. It's a little bit of a surreal moment, I suppose, after, you know, 2 decades. And this morning I was sharing the story of where the business started, using postal services and fax and physical script all the way back in the 1990s, and where we are now in a platform and digitized world. And I suppose it's exactly that, you know, that has prompted this move. The business was sold to Bidvest Financial Services in 2017, and over the last 4 years or so, I've looked after handing over all of the processes and the systems and the mandates and so on. And it is now time for that proverbial world of new opportunity.
And it's gone through many iterations. It was established as Bay Hill Capital Advisors, the forerunner to Cannon. Then there was the merger with Citadel, which acquired a controlling stake, then bought by Bidvest, as you say, back in 2017, Financial Services. Looking back on the journey, 20 years, very difficult to distill one or two of the best memories. But what was the toughest thing about building this business with the benefit of hindsight? And would you have done anything differently?
Oh, I mean, hindsight is an exact science. And, you know, when you look backwards, of course, there are hundreds of things I would have done differently. There are some things that I would do again and again if I were given a crystal ball and could know what the future looks like. And that would be about the partners that I worked with. Things that I would have done differently. I guess two of the key aspects would be in terms of diversification and building a business that was substantially more diversified much quicker. We achieved that far later in the life of the business, and I think that if we had done that in earlier days, it would have made for less stressful times and more sleep. And I think the other aspect is about recognizing, you know, much earlier on that you are never as right as you think you are. sometimes you are more right and sometimes you are less right, but you are never as right as you think you are. And I think that perspective would always afford or always affords a more perhaps agile a business platform.
And I think that also speaks to one of the big themes we're seeing in successful businesses, and that is a diversity of views around the boardroom table, because that
exactly will
help you question your assumptions. I think we often surprise ourselves as to how wedded we are to particular worldviews, confirmation bias, and all of the other biases.
Look, and I think that that's an aspect that we have been very successful in bringing in recent years, and in particular, you know, if I look at the investment team of the businesses run by Samantha Staines, so to have a female-led investment team is not characteristic in the South African environment.
Mm. And you've got a very diverse team beyond that as well. Now, you're a well-known value investor, so I've got to ask you a parting shot on value investing, which does seem to be re-enjoying a resurgence at the moment. It's been a long time. It's been almost 2 decades, and you're leaving at the just as value investing is coming back into favor.
I'm leaving at the bottom.
Exactly, which is what you shouldn't be doing. But if you were to have one lesson or a book or a bit of advice to a new value investor, what should they know and what habits should they develop before they start?
Well, I think, you know, if you take that as an investment style, it's perhaps it's easy to misinterpret value as, well, you know, you're buying businesses that are falling knives or, you know, dead dogs. You're hoping to resuscitate life into them. I've got a very different lens on value investing, and value investing is about patience. It's about really understanding the business, and it's about matching the price that you pay for the value that you get. And some of those lessons have been learned over the course of 20 or 25 years of investment management. And I think, you know, if you are going to venture into the world of value investing or any other investment style, it would be to ensure that your investor, the person who's giving you the capital to look after, really understands your investment mandate, your investment style, how long they're going to need to, you know, to wait for value to be unlocked, and so on. And that's, you know, that's about an alignment of purpose and principle.
And Adrian, 30 seconds. Sadly, we have run out of time just ahead of the news. Mm-hmm. What's next for the Savill Six Pack?
Well, Michael, at least two next steps. The first is I've got some very exciting business prospects. So, you know, in this proverbial world of new opportunity, and I'll be able to talk about those soon. And I'm going to be spending more time working with the business school, the Gordon Institute of Business Science, where I have a professorship.
And really is a big passion of yours, academia as well. Well, Dr. Adrian Savill, the founder and now outgoing head of Canon Asset Managers, we wish you nothing but the best on your next adventure. Anne Williams is standing by with your news up next.